So bear with me on this. Lydian, just do it by sort of like aesthetic impressions. What I'm going to do is play you each mode, and then just associate some words of how it makes you feel for each one. Then we're going to go. I'm going to go to a different key. I'm going to play the same two modes, but in a different key. And you have to tell me which one is which, just based on sound. You're not allowed to play on this.
So, all right. Are they both minor?
Lydian is major.
That's right, because it is.
And, so when I play that, how would you describe this to a deaf person?
Sounds classical to me.
Okay, well, I can also play it on electric, too.
No, I guess.
But what kind of mood is it? How bright or dark do you think it is?
Is it major supposed to be happy? It doesn't sound super happy.
But it's not quite major, it's a mode of major.
It's a mode of major.
All right, let's go to Phrygian by comparison. Here's Phrygian, same key. Compare the overall mood of this. To the Lydian. Is it happier, darker?
It's darker.
More serious? I think it's darker. Anything particular image come to mind? Are you a visual person at all?
Usually, I can't.
I don't want to feed you words. I can only tell you what I think of. I think of like a desert or something. Like some kind of... Not fun trek through the desert where I'm all dehydrated. That's what I think of. Maybe a Western where it's... let's go back to Lydian. And when I think of that, I think of like clouds. I'm like floating a little. I don't want to give you my words. You should come up with your own, but we're just introducing you to the sound of each one. Picture like floating clouds and like maybe some finer light, like rays of light or something. I don't know.
Visual stuff. No, that's good. You really hear, see in your mind.
One time, this is also for teaching too. Like, I don't know if I literally see all that, but I remember one time we were talking about music and life after death, and some guy said, "Well, I don't know what the key would be, but I know the mode would be Lydian." You know, like when you go to heaven and you're like floating as an angel or some crud like that. So anyway,
I wonder if that's...
It says this is guitarlegendvideos.com. It just says Joe Satriani flying in a blue dream is a prime example of the Lydian sound.
Oh, cool.
And feel. And let's see, let's give a Phrygian example. This is an excerpt from Flying in a Blue Dream. Boom. See, you're comparing everything to the tonic, which is do. Like, listen to the bass. Like, boom. Yeah, that's the secret to understanding the whole thing, is what is the bass note.
Right.
And so when I hear this, I hear do, re, mi, fa. Oh. Hang on, he changed. Let's go back for a second. Go back for a second. I hear do re mi fa. That's a sharp.
Oh yeah.
one, like 1, 2, 3, sharp, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1. 1, 7, 6, 5, sharp, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All religious
feeling. Yeah. All right, let's get a Phrygian example going. And here's one called Sahara by Joe Satriani. I guess he also thinks of a desert too. So I hear boom.
Right.
So I hear 1, 2, 5, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 1, 7, 5, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow.
So this is cool. I wonder if Joe has every, he has a song for every mode. We should look that up, because it'd be great to.
That's a good point.
It's actually a great.
I have everything he's ever got.
I should send him my modal thing, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so now we're in the next file. I'm really happy you brought those up. Now you have a visual, or like a concrete.
I do, of a song that I know.
So now I'm going to pick a different key and play you one Lydian and one Phrygian, and I want you to see if you can guess which one is which. All right?